If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Ooh, the weekend's over.
Ah, oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, man, it is the end of the three-day weekend. I'm late on the show, but that's because Monday is a holiday here in the U.S. of A. I know people do listen all over the world. They're like, what happened to the show? Why was there no show yesterday? It's because it was a holiday here. Not for me, really, much. It kind of was my holiday because I worked my ass off Saturday and Sunday at my in-laws' house building a fence, and it was all for naught. And I was talking, I am old and fat, and anytime I do a long manual labor job now, I seriously get sore. I'm sore. My back hurts. My hands are killing me from holding the tools so tight because I was sawing and grinding and doing all that fun stuff, digging, and my hands are really sore, the muscles in my hands, which is pathetic. My back is really sore from being bent over. I was out in the sun for a total of about, I don't know, 10 hours, probably did about 5 hours a day working on the fence. And that was my weekend. And then the reason we had to build the fence is our German Shepherd is an aggressive little bee. And my mother-in-law and father-in-law have a really big German Shepherd, really big. And he wasn't aggressive until our dog went to live over there after the fire. And now our dog has turned him aggressive. And now he's a big dick. And the neighbors in the back, someone new had moved in back there. It's a rental house that faces the back of that house. And they have an asshole dog. And it comes out and starts barking anytime it hears anything or our dogs. And then our dogs are like, oh shit, this dude wants to fight. And the big dog knocked a hole through the fence and knocked the fence down. So they had to have the fence replaced. And then both of them were bouncing off the fence and they broke the fence again. So we had to have the fence replaced or fixed. And then now we put like a shock collar on like an area. So if they go too close to the fence, it goes off. But let me tell you the problem with that. Old people and technology do not mix. Like the collar would have been fine. The dogs feel it. And it wasn't even, we didn't even have it on shock collar. We had it on vibrate. And it would vibrate and they would run back and get away from the fence. So that was working. The only problem is it has to be charged. The base has to be charged. The whole thing is charged like a cell phone. And then somehow, between turning it on and off and charging it, they were undoing the settings, changing everything, just effing it up, and it was a nightmare. So I said, and now my father-in-law, remember, just had brain surgery a week ago, and he's still recovering. So I'm like, I will go over there and build the fence, and then we won't have an issue. So I bought the 8-foot sections, for the most part, of pre-made, like, picket fence for a front yard, and I'm like, I'll put that there like 4 feet from the fence all the way around. They have trees there and the dogs run under the trees and jump on it. So I go, I'll put these up all the way around and we'll be good. Some of it I had to make, but all in all, not a bad deal. Well, the big dog just immediately ran and jumped right over it. So three and a half feet tall, just jumped right over it. and attack the fence again. So that means we've got to go back to the shot collar and the fence. And I'm pissed. So now he's getting shocked. It's going to electrify him anytime he gets near that fence. So I hope this teaches this effort to stop doing this, because I am not going over there and dealing with this bullshit anymore. And now he does it, so he'll do it with or without my asshole dog over there. So we got an issue. And especially with my mother-in-law, walks with a walker, can't get around at all. My father-in-law just had brain surgery. It's a nightmare over there. So they cannot handle these big-ass German Shepherds. And the pug's over there, but the pug is the most chill dog ever. Oh, God. And then you know what else happened? Here's a fun one. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I don't play well with other people. I'm the stretch show. It's kind of how I am. It's not the stretch and Joe show. It's stretch show. And that's how I live my life. And there is a visitor. On top of all of this, there is a guy that used to be the next door neighbor of my in-laws. And now they moved away to Europe. Well, he called, and they're still good friends with him. And he called and said, "Hey, I'm coming with my son for vacation. Could we stay at your place?" And my in-law said, "Sure." They've been here 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And then all of this hell broke loose while they were here. And so I'm outside doing my thing. I don't need help. I don't need help. I don't want help. If I want help, I'll ask for help. But I can do it by myself. I'll call my wife every now and then and say, "Hey, hold this so I can line up this screw." Something like that. It's that basic. But yeah, the visitor was outside going, "Oh, you should do it like this, and you should move this." And I'm like, "Hold your tongue, Stretch. Hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. You know, if you put this there..." Finally, at some point, I did say, he's like, "Oh, you need a hand on that?" And I'm like, "Leave me alone and go away." And that was the end of finally. But I had to get to that point of saying that before he would leave me the fuck alone and go away. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't want help. I don't want help. I don't want no help. And then I got done with that, and then my son called me yesterday and said, "Will you help me tomorrow?" So this morning I got up and went over to help my son do something, which is not bad, but it was just, my body is banged up. I did buy Being a Fat Ass. This is, how do you know you're a fat ass? When I can't sit in cheap outdoor furniture, and I had a folding chair that I've been using here at my desk as I do the show, and I bought it, and I'm like, "Oh, this is cheap," and sure enough, I sat down in it yesterday, and the leg snapped. So that was the end of that. So today I went to Goodwill while I was in Burbank helping my son. I went to Goodwill and got a chair. And the funny story on that, I walk into Goodwill and I see a chair. Only problem is there's a kid sitting in the chair, and he's sitting there. And I'm sure his mom was in there shopping and he was just sitting. And so I walk around and I'm like, "Oh, that's it. That's perfect. That's the chair I need." So I'm like, "All right, this kid will get up." Kid wouldn't get up. I walk around the store. They got Halloween stuff out. I'm like, "All right, I'll look at this, look at that." And finally, after like 10 minutes, I went over and I'm like, "Excuse me, but I'm buying that chair you're sitting in. Can you move?" And the kid's like, "Oh." And then I got the chair. So it's also not great high-end, but I am on the low-budget side right now. So I got it's a wooden chair. What happens is my bed and my desk in here are dark wood, so I needed a dark wood chair to go with it. I would like an office chair, but those are expensive. They didn't have any, though, at Goodwill. I'll find one. I'll get a deal, and I'll get one. Let's get into some stories. Hope you guys had a good three-day weekend. Weather was hot, too damn effing hot, to be honest with you. I was not great on that. Here's a story that should motivate you to get your fitness on. And it says, exercise may actually reverse your body's aging clock. New research suggests that exercise may not just make you feel younger, it could actually slow or even reverse the body's molecular clock. By looking at DNA markers of aging people, scientists found that structured exercise like aerobic and strength training has stronger anti-aging effects than casual activity, and evidence from both mice and humans in the trial show measurable reductions in biological age, with benefits reaching beyond muscles to the heart, liver, fat tissue, and gut. So all in all, you will look younger and feel younger if you are getting your workout on, which is good. Now, here's bad news on the health front. And if you have anyone in your life that's had a heart attack, take note of this, because I've got them in my family and I'm next up on the chopping block here. They say after you have a heart attack, they've been giving you beta blockers. And this has been going on for decades. After a heart attack, they give you beta blockers. They've now done a huge study and said there is zero benefit to taking beta blockers. In fact, these studies found that women who were taking beta blockers have a higher risk when taking the drug of having another heart attack. So they say expect heart experts to completely redo post-heart attack. But if you have someone taking beta blockers, ask your doctor, hey, I heard there's a new study that after 40 years, you dumb mofos were wrong all the way around. Is that true? So that is pretty crapitola. All right, now here's another one, and I don't know what this is. This guy is a 37-year-old man, and he works for basically a health food company, and they say he was super, super healthy. And he took, you know, all natural stuff. In fact, they say he had arthritis and wouldn't take aspirin or even ibuprofen or anything. He wanted to take natural things. So he had this over-the-counter crap that he was taking, and it's a what they call, quote, and they could buy this even at a gas station or the pharmacy, all natural way to ease pain, anxiety, depression, and more. It's called Kratom, Kratom, and it's designed and marketed to the health-conscious people who don't want to take ibuprofen for arthritis, which is bad for other parts. It's like it'll relieve the pain and the swelling, but not that great for like your liver and everything else. So this guy was taking this natural stuff because he had arthritis. And they say on this day, there's a substance in the Kratom he was taking called mitragynide. And he would take it and mix it with like a drink and then drink it. And then he went down, had cardiac arrest, and died at 37 years old. Found in the bathroom, unresponsive by his mother, who performed CPR on him, and then he died. So, that's crappy. I just closed out a thing. I don't have my headphones on because it's too damn hot, as you can tell by the fan blasting. All right. Let me see what else we got here. Here's another fun story. I don't do astrology anymore. I'm really trying to not do. As I become more, let's say, knowledgeable in my faith journey, what was funny is I burned my tarot cards that I had that I would play with and that I was incredibly accurate with. I burned them. Probably a month or two before my house burned down. So they got double burned. And then I am no astrology, no psychic stuff, no nothing like that. However, all along, I'm still having weird dreams. In fact, I got an extra addendum to my dream that I've been having about there's ants crawling around on my desk, like scout ants. It's so hot that they're coming indoors to look for food. Yeah, that's not good. I found them in the bathroom yesterday. Now today they're back here on my desk. And there's no food on my desk. It's just ants looking for food. Where was I before I got distracted by ants? My psychic dream that was 9/13/25, where I was just having my hand writing that over and over and over and over and looking at 9/13/25. Well, last night I went to bed and had a dream that there was a dirty bomb that went off. like a terror attack, dirty bomb here in Los Angeles, but didn't say 9/13/25, but in my brain I was linking it to that. And it was so crazy about this dream is I had the dream, I was seeing what was happening, I woke up, I went back to sleep, and I had more continuation of that dream, which is pretty freaking crazy. So beware of 9/13/25. Could be a big nothing burger, but if I have a dream like that that freaks me out, I would never not say so. I would rather people laugh at me and say, hey, idiot, didn't you say there was going to be like a terror attack or something on September 13th? And I would rather be mocked than be like, yeah, God, I had this dream, but I never said anything to anybody. So there you go. Do with it what you will. But I think they were related. They're not the same dream, and it didn't say 9/13 in the dream, but I had a dream of a dirty bomb in Los Angeles. But just for fun, I know people are into the astrology, and apparently Saturn is retrograde right now, and it's going to be retrograde for 4.5 effing months. And they say if you are one of these four signs, it's going to kick you in the nuts. And guess what's the first sign? Gemini. Guess who's a Gemini? Yours truly. Gemini getting it right in the nuts from Saturn going retrograde. Next up is Virgo, right in the nuts from Saturn going retrograde. Next up is Sagittarius, right in the nuts from Saturn going retrograde. And finally, Pisces, you fishies, right in the nuts from Mercury going retrograde. Yeah, all of us are getting screwed. So that sounds just like a great old time. Love getting hosed over by astrological forecast. All right, now here's one to grab your penis and make you say, ooh. A mass circumcision in Africa kills 39 boys. 39 boys dead from a mass circumcision. They say the controversial summer Uluwalooku rite carried out by the Xhosa people in South Africa has concluded for 2025 and 39 boys died. I'm saying they're taking just a little more than that little foreskin around the top if you're dying from it. Yeah. It's how they celebrate going from a child to a man. I'll stay a child. I'll be a big grown child at that point. The majority of criticism lies with the illegal initiation schools, which officials say endanger the lives of their students by employing untrained physicians who often accidentally botched the circumcision, so much so that 39 boys died this year. I would say you're a serial killer, not a circumciser. And we're talking 19 years old. One of these kids that they interviewed that had it done. 19 years old, getting your tallywhacker whacked. Lord. Oh. Nope. 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 And then anybody see the they call him the Polish CEO? That story's gone viral. It was at the U.S. Open tennis match. There was a little kid, and this Polish tennis player was going to hand him his hat, and the guy reached over and took the hat from the kid and then never gave it back. And then people found out who he was and started blasting him on social media. And then he responded not by saying, I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment. I find that kid, I'll give him back the hat, to I'll sue everyone that slanders me on social media. I have lawyers, and he's the CEO of this big company in Poland. What a douche. What a douche, what a douche, what a douche. Man, here's the good news about the rest of this week. It's only a 4-day work week. That's good. And then we go back to, we go back to a 5-day. That'll be my first 5-day week in 3 weeks. I've had 3 4-day weeks in a row, including this week. That's going to be nice. And then people with the real ID are saying that they're being rejected at airports because there's a glitch and the real IDs are effing up and people can't get on planes. And the TSA says it's due to sporadic scanning issues with the real IDs. And how about this? This is the strangest story, and it seems interesting. It is pancake soup. And by the way, all you can eat pancakes back at IHOP. Well, public service announcement, not getting paid to say that. I'm just a fat guy who loves a good pancake. But pancake soup. So they make pancakes and then they cook them, real thin ones, almost crepe-like, a little thicker. But they're not, you know, there's some pancakes that are like a half inch thick. These are not. These are a thinner pancake. And they are cooked. So first you cook bacon, and then in the bacon fat in the pan, you cook the pancakes. And they soak up all that delicious bacon fat. And then you take the pancakes out and let them cool, and then you cut them into noodle strips, like quarter inch wide strips. So it looks like a pasta. And then they proceed to make, and you're thinking, well, pancakes, so they're going to put like syrup on it and it looks like pasta. No, no, no. It's an actual soup from that point on. It's got bouillon and everything else. It's a hearty soup, but instead of noodles, it's strips of pancake inside of it. It's, I don't know. I'd try it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to run from a pancake anything. Yeah, good stuff. This lady says, I went to a spa for Brazilian wax, but was shocked what the worker was wearing. What do you think the worker was wearing? Like a thong? A thong, the thong, thong, thong. Now I got to know. Now I got to read it. She explained she went into the European Wax Center for a routine procedure before vacation. She noticed the waxer was wearing a pair of Metas. Oh, the Meta Ray-Bans. So she was in there getting her coochie waxed, and the waxer was wearing those film glasses, the Ray-Bans with the Meta cameras in them. Yeah, that would alarm me if I was in there getting my beef waxed. Not that I have a beef, but I could. You don't know. I could tell you I have a beef, and you would have to accept that I have a beef because that's the world we live in. No, I feel like I have a beef. Hi, would you wax my beef? Excuse me, sir. You don't have a beef. How dare you? I will sue you. I will sue you. You wax my beef, and watch out for my gigantic clitoris and my testicles. Wow. That took an ugly turn, didn't it? Yeah, I think it did. All right, well, I'm going to pack it up because it's a Tuesday, but it's like a Monday, and I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go get bug spray and spray around in here because I got ants everywhere. This is annoying. I hate ants. Ants are annoying. Oh, update on my house. They started construction. I was at the house this weekend, and it was really nice. And we went to the Palisades on Saturday night after we got done slaving away at my in-laws, and then went outside and had a nice dinner in the Palisades at one of the few restaurants that's open, and looked at our lot where they have started some construction. So that's a good sign. Good, good sign. Expensive. Gonna be expensive, but it is what it is. All right. I will talk to you guys again on Friday for the bonus pod. Till then, see ya.